Here's a message from Ken LaVica.
Sometimes in sports, we just need to lend a helping hand. Stone LeBanowitz hit the open.
Just like you would expect, the fire hose is fully inserted in my mouth here, and we've been blowing and going, and so...
Ken LaVica.
Get a run in, make an early cocktail, cut a gummy in half.
Theo Dorsey.
Very excited to have the opportunity to add him to the team.
Stone LeBanowitz.
When I woke up this morning, I was feeling pretty dangerous.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios.
It doesn't matter what your name is!
It's LaVica, Theo, and Stone on ESPN 106.3.
I think that we have a situation in the NBA that someone just needs, I don't know if it's counseling, a hug, some time off, some reconnection with family. I don't know what. But Draymond Green and the Golden State Warriors, there's a legitimate massive problem happening with that guy. And now I'm past the, oh, he's so intense. And what a teammate, indispensable member, and toughness for an NBA champion. And you have to start having the discussion of whether or not Draymond Green has a problem. Last night, the Warriors took on the Suns, and Draymond Green, on what was a pretty innocuous post-up play, turns around and throws a hook, purposeful or not, that catches Yusuf Nurkic across the jaw, knocks him to the floor, nearly knocked him out. Draymond Green, who's a chronic package kicker, is a teammate puncher. Now in the middle of a game and an innocuous play, I don't know why he's even thrashing his body around. Nurkic is simply just trying to guard Draymond Green. If you tug on the jersey a little bit, so be it. It doesn't elicit it. And he ended up clocking Yusuf Nurkic, got ejected, and this dude should be gone for a significant amount of time. Draymond Green, yeah, I get it, all-star. Yeah, I get it. Key member of an NBA champion, Golden State Warriors, right-hand man, the enforcer for Steph Curry. But I think Draymond Green might have a problem. I don't even think that's reckless.
Yeah. At this point, it's not Mike. It's not, I think. Draymond Green.
It's definitive. It is.
Yeah, he definitively has a serious problem. There are more than 450 players in the NBA at any time. There are 30 teams. Each team actively usually out there on the court when they're playing games. About 9 or 10 guys deep in the rotation usually go during the regular season. But for some reason, time after time, and I literally thought, because I wasn't watching this game live last night, I literally thought when I saw all of the reaction and whatnot, I'm like, there's no way it happened again. Like, I really thought I was being pranked. I'm looking at the Twitter video. I'm pressing play on it. I'm like, did he literally just clock this dude in the head?
It's legitimately a hook to the jaw that if you go down YouTube wormholes,
yes,
you'll find it looks like something that knocks someone flat on his ass and unconscious outside a bar.
At this point, he's assaulting people.
Yes.
Draymond Green is assaulting people on the basketball court.
And he can say it wasn't, and he tried to explain it wasn't purposeful.
Yeah, no.
He tried to explain that, oh, I just used my arms to try and sell calls.
Yeah.
But this didn't look like that. I would almost call BS on Draymond Green
last
night.
Almost?
Well, because he's terrifying.
Well, yeah, I mean, you want to do it from a distance, obviously. You see what he's doing in the middle of a basketball play. Who knows what he would do to you if you just walked up to him and told him what it really is. But Draymond Green, he tackles players on the basketball court. He punches players. He kicks them in the groin.
Kicks them in the package, right.
He does. He chokes players out. That was this basketball season, that 30 seconds after the tip-off, without really any
Rudy
real
Gobert
reason for escalation, yeah. Yes, Rudy Gobert, he runs up to and puts in a chokehold for more than 15 seconds. Like, Draymond Green does everything on a basketball court except for play basketball.
And Jordan Poole hasn't been the same since Draymond Green at practice last year came up from behind and cold cocked the dude. Jordan Poole now like plays like somebody who has lasting damage from that. I'm not trying to make light of what happened, but Jordan Poole has not been the same as a basketball player since that incident with Draymond Green happened. Whether it's mental, whether there is some sort of physical issue, he's no longer in Golden State. He's off putting up bricks in Washington now. Yeah. But Draymond Green is a menace. He's a problem. And I think you need to start asking the question that Yusuf Nurkic, who was on the receiving end of that last night, at least start broaching the topic of maybe this guy getting some help. Here's Yusuf Nurkic post-game last night after the Suns beat the Warriors, and Nurkic was talking about Draymond Green.
I was behind the play. I don't think what's going on with him. I don't know. Personally, I feel like that brother needed help. And I'm glad he not try to choke me, but at the same time, it had nothing to do with basketball, man. Like, I'm just out there trying to play basketball, you know, they're swinging. I think we saw that often, but hope he, you know, whatever he got in his life, get better. So,
I mean, he needs help. I think Yusuf Nurkic, and I don't know if he was being serious or not,
yeah,
but he might be on to something. Draymond Green might just need some help.
It's almost beyond that. For number one, he needs to be removed from basketball courts until we figure this out, right? Like, I think we can all agree that we don't need to see Draymond Green playing National Basketball Association hoops any longer until he figures out what his problem is and why he can't keep his hands off of people. Basketball is somewhat of a contact sport.
Right.
Right. There's some physicality to it. There are moments in the game where you're going to be pushing up against people.
But you're right. From that standpoint, like in kindergarten, keep your damn hands away from yourself. I tell my girls that all the time. Their teachers tell students all the time, keep your damn hands to yourself. It is not difficult, especially as a grown ass man, a millionaire, a professional, a champion. Keep your damn hands to yourself. Keep your feet to yourself.
Yes.
Keep your extremities to yourself and grow the hell up.
And you know, if you're a basketball player, especially a post player that's been playing for as many years as Draymond has been doing since high school, middle school, on through the pros, he knew exactly positioning where Yusuf Nurkic was on that play.
Yeah.
They were fighting for position the whole time before he turned around and clocked them with his right arm. So to tell us to sit up on this press conference podium and to try and tell us that that was an action that was accidental because you were trying to sell a call, which is what he was saying. He said he tried to flail or almost flop to sell the call.
Which, in that spot, though, what he's doing, there was not enough physical contact for any official with a brain, with a functioning core cerebral cortex to look at that and say, foul.
How do you sell a call by turning around and throwing a hook?
Right.
How is that you? In what way can I hit you or push you or be physical with you that the way that you would alert an official that I'm hurting you is by turning around and clocking me in the head? That's not selling a call.
No.
That is a cheap shot on another individual in the NBA. And he knows he can get away with it because he's gotten away with it time after time after time. And somehow, number 23 for the Golden State Warriors still suits back up with very little to no consequences. And we have to watch him be mediocre at this point at basketball.
Right. And it's because everybody has an excuse for him. Oh, he's just gritty. He's just tough. There's being Bush League and being dirty. And then there's being borderline criminal. And Draymond Green on the floor, I'm not talking about him outside of basketball, but something kicks in where he's borderline criminal behavior on that
floor. The chokehold against Rudy Gobert, if you do that to somebody, if we were just walking here at the square outside of our ESPN West Palm studios, love it, by the way, day three, and it still feels like day one. Such a refreshing feeling being in the Evan Cohen studios here. If you do the chokehold against Rudy Gobert, you're going to jail. If you do the clocking that he did last night against Yusuf Nurkic, you're going to jail. Those are criminal acts. That's assault. Those are not basketball plays.
Yep.
So, like, yeah, what you're saying is true. He's committing criminal acts on the basketball court. And I for one, as an outsider, as a person that's not a Warriors fan, you know, I want the best for Draymond and everybody, whatever. I don't understand how the NBA can continually look at this particular guy that keeps doing the same thing over and over and not take very serious action against him.
Draymond Green, in the words of Yusuf Nurkic, which, by the way, might be the only time we've spent significant time on this show on Yusuf Nurkic, not involving a potential Damian Lillard trade.
Yeah.
So history being made. Yusuf Nurkic saying, hey, I hope this guy gets the help he needs. Like Draymond Green needs some help. Who in sports most needs help? Draymond is absolutely on the list, but it's getting to a point where I'm starting to feel badly for Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick, I think, needs some help, at least from his media relations department, from ownership of the New England Patriots, because the next 4 weeks for Bill Belichick are going to be a rough ride. A report yesterday, NBC Sports Boston, that the decision was made after the loss overseas. That was the Mac Jones, Bailey Zappi pulling Jones for Zappi. Final possession ended up being a loss there in Germany. That the decision was made. Robert Kraft has made the decision, and him and Bill Belichick are going to part ways after this season. So what we've suspected appears as if it's coming to be. This is going to be the last year of Bill Belichick and his legendary coaching career in New England. This also would mean that Bill Belichick comes up short of Don Shula, right? All-time wins.
Wow.
Well, he won't do it in New England, at least.
And I wonder if he becomes available, if he goes to
Somebody
take over the Chargers,
yeah,
as has been rumored. After seeing him on College Game Day, Army-Navy, I say, Bill Belichick, you get your ass behind a desk and you analyze football. That was fun.
Yeah.
I actually watched that and I'm like, man, Bill Belichick, this is good. I'm entertained by this. But here's the problem. There's still a month left in the season. And Bill Belichick, if there's one thing he doesn't like, it's fielding questions outside of the realm of the opponent that week or just talking about common football strategy. And so as you can imagine, today in Foxborough, Bill Belichick got a lot of questions about that NBC Sports Boston report, his future with the Patriots, and I'll give you a little taste of how that press conference went. Again, this is three consecutive questions from Patriots media. Here is Bill Belichick, thrilled to be receiving them earlier this morning.
Do you have an understanding that Robert will not ask you to be back next year?
Yeah, I'm getting ready for Kansas City. That's what I'm doing.
Do you want to keep coaching? Is that something that you want to continue?
Yeah, I'm getting ready for Kansas City.
Have you and Robert discussed your future beyond this season?
Getting ready for Kansas City.
Oh, boy. Somebody shield this man,
yeah,
because that's going to be every day, every press conference. That man, Bill Belichick, doesn't just need help on the field. That man needs help in the press conference room. I actually feel badly for him because that's not necessarily his fault. That report came out. I'd be willing to bet that there are some teeth to that report. And the one thing he's not going to do is talk about that. And the one thing that Boston media is not going to do is stop asking about that. That man needs some help.
You know who really needs help in this situation, given the circumstances? It's my Kansas City Chiefs. Can't get a break. Leave the man alone. Don't inspire Bill Belichick this week to come out with his best game plan of
Kansas
all time.
Kansas City Chiefs. Wait, Stone,
we're
is this what it
now
sounds like? Yeah, I was gonna. That, so you just confirmed it. Kansas City,
yes,
Chiefs. Mighty Kansas City Chiefs.
I'm nervous as hell now.
Theo Dorsey, fan of the world champs. He has had fear instilled into him by Bill Belichick. As soon as he heard.
Do you have an understanding that Robert will not ask you to be back next year?
Yeah, I'm getting ready for Kansas City.
As soon as he heard that, Theo said to himself, uh-oh, this could be a problem. He's scared
of
the Pats.
I mean, what a week this has been. Let's rewind the clock a few days ago. We found out that Ken's afraid of the New York Jets coming to town.
He is.
And he's afraid of Zach Wilson.
As the reigning AFC player of the month.
Then we fast forward to
Wednesday.
You're
putting words into my mouth.
No, I'm
jackass.
Not.
I'm not scared of Zach
you
Wilson.
You are.
Trust
we witnessed it.
We did witness it. Now fast forward
I'm
to Wednesday.
Of Williams, not Zach Wilson.
And Theo's afraid of Bill Belichick and whoever he throws out there at quarterback.
I'm petrified. And you want to know why I'm petrified of Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots? Because if this report could have just held off until Monday, we would have got that same lousy, lethargic Patriots team to trot in there. Would they muck the game up? Sure. Would it be like 13-0? Maybe. The Chiefs will still win. They would escape. We'd be all good. This is exactly what that abysmal New England franchise needs and that horrendous, you know, talent pool that they got on the offensive side needs to be motivated to go out and beat a Chiefs team that has continuously either beat themselves or had the officials help out a little bit. I'm not going to get into it, but had the officials help out a little bit to ensure victory on the other side. And lo and behold, it's the New England Patriots. Like, I have seen with my own two eyes for the past two decades, things go in the Patriots' favor in timely fashion, right? In the time of need. Bill Belichick here with the spotlight on his team, with all the motivation in the world, with all the reporters asking these questions, he's going to be locked in. The Patriots' defense is going to be good. And now I'm just nervous as a fan because just like what happened to the Miami Dolphins on Monday night, just like what keeps happening to the Chiefs, these teams bring their best game in these big moments. And you just know it's something like this that'll trigger some kind of New England Patriots renaissance, and these guys are going to look like the 07 team again.
My, have the mighty fallen. By the way, Stone, I read, I don't know if you saw this, since Travis Kelce went to Argentina to visit Taylor Swift and received the kiss, the run in the kiss, seen round the world from Taylor Swift.
We call it the kiss now?
The kiss. It's the kiss. The kiss. Kansas City Chiefs are 1-3 since that happened.
Oh, yeah.
It's ugly, man. It's ugly in Chiefs Kingdom right now.
It went from when Taylor shows up, throw all your money on Travis Kelce. We know he's going off. He's going to find pay dirt to now. Keep her away from us. This is going to get ugly.
You know what the Chiefs are doing? Swiftly falling out of the AFC playoff race. Swiftly. Oh, good. Good job, Stone.
That was the worst rim shot I've ever heard.
Yeah. He just glanced the cymbal.
What the hell was that?
It's our drummer.
Is he took okay? The day off?
Is he okay?
He's a little hungover.
Did he fall over? He had a gig last night?
He's on to Kansas City.
Uh-huh. Who in sports most needs help? Draymond Green needs help. Zion Williamson needs help.
Oh, you know, I think we kind of went into the game too, like a Zagazoo.
That was him trying to say lackadaisical.
We got to get Kevin Garnett saying,
oh, my God, yes.
What was it, the word? I can't even remember because he said it so bad. It was like magnificent or something like that. We got to get Kevin Garnett saying, it's worse. It might be worse than what Zion tried. Do Zion again?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't remember Kevin Garnett had the show Area 21 on TNT. He had the Area 21 on TNT for like maybe a year and a half. And he would show up, and at sometimes it would look like he may or may not be under the influence of things.
Equivalent,
yes.
You couldn't say equivalent. Yeah, we'll get that.
Yes.
In the meantime, though, let's enjoy one more time Zion Williamson struggling to say lackadaisical.
You know, I think we kind of went into the game too lackadaisical.
So,
that is so bad.
Zion needs help. Who in sports most needs help? And this is what I want to do. I feel like this show can change lives. I feel like we, a lot of days, are providing a public service for those in Palm Beach County, the Treasure Coast, and the sports galaxy as a whole. We're here to help. We're here to listen. We're here to put a proverbial hand on shoulder. We're even here for a damn hug if you need it.
Yeah.
Draymond, nestle your head into my bosom. I want to help you, okay?
You might leave with a broken jaw, but
or a rib bone,
a headbutt to the right to the rib cage.
Right. But you know what? I'm here to help him.
Yeah.
If Zion wants to come and have linguistics lessons, I'll help him. Who in sports most needs help? Because Bill Belichick, this man needs a human shield to protect him from the constant questions about things he is not going to answer when it comes to his future. 888-760-3776. 888-760-3776. Our drummer needs help.
He's
struggling right now. Somebody pour him a cup of coffee. 888-760-3776. Social media at KLV1063. Who in sports most needs help? I still, like that Draymond, here's Draymond's excuse last night, by the way. This is Draymond Green apologizing for the right hook that he threw to Yusuf Nurkic. This is Draymond Green. I'm imagining Draymond Green trying to avoid a massive 10-game suspension.
Yeah.
Here's Draymond Green last night.
He was pulling my hip, and I was swinging away to sell the car. Made contact with him. As you know, I'm not one to apologize for things I meant to do, but I do apologize to you, sir.
Oh, the no suspension. It's fine. Thanks,
because I didn't intend to hit him.
Thanks.
I sell cars with my arms.
What?
I don't fall to sell a car. I don't not a flopper.
That is flopping.
So I was just selling the call because he was grabbing me and pulling my hip back. So I spun away, and unfortunately, I hit him. And so, like I said, I apologize to you, Seth, because I didn't intend to hit him.
Okay. Good. I'm glad that he's at least showing some sort of remorse for last night. But for me, he is a chronic abuser of opponents, whether it's their testicles, whether it is their neck area, their trachea, whether it is their jaw. Draymond Green can't stop punishing people a lot of times when they have their back to them or they're vulnerable and exposed. Anything less than 10 games, I think Adam Silver is being
I don't want him
very
suspended.
Weak.
I don't want them suspended. They play the Wizards in 9 days.
Might be time for a water break.
They play the Wizards in 9 days.
Oh, you want the Draymond Green versus Jordan Poole?
I don't want it. I need it.
Oh, my God.
So you think you should be punished, but you selfishly want to see him go up against Jordan Poole.
It's going to be at minimum 10 games, and they're talking about it right now, Jay Will and all. They're going to bust them for 10, but we missed that. I mean, from the beginning of the season, we've been waiting for Warriors, Wizards, and first of all, the Warriors suck. It's about time we start talking about that. Who knows if these guys are even going to make the playoffs, but don't suspend them. I want to see him. Draymond Green versus Jordan Poole.
Travis messages, by the way, we all know what Draymond Green needs, an ass whooping.
That's what I was going to say.
But who's going to provide that?
That's what but you know what? The funny thing about Draymond Green is as rough and tough as he acts.
Well, I'm staying out of this conversation.
No,
100%. What is he
100%.
Doing?
He is not the baddest man in the land when it comes to the NBA. Let's get serious. Draymond Green at 6'6", 230 or whatever he is, with his little flailing arms, and he's always hitting on people. But look at the people he's attacking. Yusuf Nurkic. Rudy Gobert. Draymond Karl Anthony Towns.
Human sponges.
Draymond Green is not
Jordan Poole.
He's not doing this against people that he knows would handily take care of him.
Who's your
he's
NBA?
He's not the baddest man in the land, and it's not even close. Draymond Green is just the one.
Is it P.J. Tucker?
No, Stephen. He Tucker, doesn't play anymore.
Stephen Adams?
Stephen Adams.
I bet you,
but he's not playing
he's
this
not.
Year.
But and he's hit Stephen Adams in the groin, so let me not act like he hasn't.
Right.
Stephen Adams brushed it off like it was he was a fly.
In a titanium piece.
But that's what you do when you actually are the tough guy in the probably. But
does Stephen Adams have a titanium piece at 888-760-3776, 888-760-3776? Does Stephen Adams have a titanium piece?
But it's such a punk move. Like, look at the guy that he punched out on the Golden State Warriors. Little
tiny Jordan Poole.
Like, look at the guys that
don't matter, though. You run your
out.
Mouth.
Rudy Gobert.
He didn't choose to hit Poole. Poole chose to get punched himself.
Bro, all I'm saying is,
and
like,
he blindsided him.
All I'm saying is Draymond Green, it's just, I'm not saying he's not a tough guy. I'm just saying there are tougher guys in the building.
Yeah.
Right? And all I'm saying, too, is like, it's just such a punk move over and over again that you're on the basketball court where you know you're protected and you're doing all of these. I mean, again, he's assaulting people on the basketball court left and right, and it's just annoying as hell to me. And I do want to see him suspended. I do want to see him face some kind of consequences for it, because it just, to me, he's picking these battles with these dudes that he knows not going to do anything back. Number one, because of the place they're at, they're making millions of dollars. And number two, Yusuf Nurkic and Rudy Gobert.
Can you not
punch LeBron James in the mouth? Do that.
Well, he loves LeBron. He would kiss him in the mouth.
I know, yeah.
But is there any stocked?
I mean, that would be kind of hot, to be quite honest.
Can you put any stock, though, Theo, in guys like they used to in the 90s, like wanting to be that guy, wanting other opponents and teams to know that, hey, at any point, Draymond can punch me in the mouth?
He thinks he's Bill Laimbeer.
Like, I think there's something to be said for that. I can respect a little bit of that, hey, the Warriors are on the court. At any point, I can be punched out.
Bill Laimbeer was tough, but nobody respected him because all he's doing is purposely out there. He doesn't have a ton of basketball talent. Draymond Green doesn't have a ton of basketball talent. You know
anymore,
what he does
at
have?
Least.
Sharp elbows. And a propensity to take cheap shots. Like, Draymond Green is modern-day Bill Laimbeer, who provides nothing but tough talk and some elbows.
It's just annoying. It's just trash, bro. Like, it's just legitimately trash. And also, we all have grown up with or played pickup hoops with or have played ball with in some capacity that kind of guy. And it's the worst guy to go up against because you know that they're not there for basketball. They're there to either pick fights or they're there to rustle things up, or they're there to, because of their insufficiencies on the basketball court when it comes to skill, do other little things beyond the game to make themselves have somewhat of an advantage. And it's just annoying. Like, at this level of basketball, With this many eyes on it, I do think that something more serious needs to happen to Draymond Green, because that last night was a punch to the face in the middle of a basketball game. Right. At the beginning of the season, that was a chokehold to another NBA center. It doesn't add up.
And I would have more respect for it if they had squared up.
Yeah.
But Nurkic is standing there playing basketball, and Draymond Green's turning around and throwing
a hook and then like backed out of there. Like
I just realized something, by the way.
It's wet.
I mentioned Bill Laimbeer. Stone, do you know who I was talking about?
Yeah, come on.
Okay.
Come on.
I was just wondering.
Come on.
I was just wondering.
But and Rasheed Wallace said in an interview on a podcast, I wonder if we can dig that up as well, a week or two ago, that Draymond Green was raised in that Pistons locker room. You know, Draymond Green is
that's what he knows.
Saginaw native.
He
was apparently childhood friends with. His family was friends with Joe Dumars, who was the GM of the Pistons at the time.
He was the point guard of the Pistons.
And
GM of the Pistons at that time.
Rasheed Wallace.
I understand.
And they said that Draymond Green was in that locker room a lot, at the practices a lot, and grew up around that team and learned how to act, quote unquote, by that Pistons team. Now, from what I remember of the early 2000s Pistons team, that wasn't the bad boy Pistons.
No.
They weren't over there being fake tough guys or roughing people up. No. They were just really good at defense and talked a lot of trash.
Right, and they rebounded the hell out of the basketball.
Rebounded
the
ball like they were
Chauncey,
tough.
Rip, Ben, like those
name
guys.
A dirty player
I know
there.
Them on first name basis.
Huh? Yeah, Chauncey. Yeah. Right. But there weren't dirty players on that Pistons roster. There were guys that were edgy. There were guys that were intimidating.
They would get after Wallace, you. Rasheed, but it wasn't like Bill Laimbeer. It wasn't like Joe Dumars. It wasn't like Dennis Rodman. It wasn't like the bad boy Pistons, Isaiah Thomas, all those guys.
There is zero excuse for Draymond Green to be acting in this way, especially at this age. This is stuff that somebody 5-6 years in the league is doing. He's doing this now into the twilight of his career. It's beyond annoying at this point. It's reckless. It's assault. And it also, I mean, I know Stone doesn't want him to get suspended because he wants more theatrics out of it and whatnot. He wants to see him versus Jordan Poole. But to me, as a guy that just likes to watch basketball, it's just like, get that stuff out of the court. I almost cussed here, getting so frustrated with Draymond Green.
Who in sports most needs help? Another option is my boy Tua, because the rest of the year with Connor Williams out, the way it stands, guess who his center is? Mr. Undercarriage Snapper himself, Liam Eichenberg. I wish Andrew Van Ginkle was snapping the football. No, Van Ginkle plays defense.
Oh, I'm tripping, yeah.
He's a linebacker, pass rusher now, with Jalen Phillips.
How did I
maybe Ingold, the fullback? Or
Ingold? No, I was thinking Van Ginkle. I just got the wrong name. Yeah, Eichenberg.
Don't disparage Andrew Van Ginkle.
Ingold's been having a year.
By putting Eichenberg in his galaxy. Liam Eichenberg, Mr. Taint Snap. He's going to be the center the rest of the year. Again, Liam Eichenberg in relief of Connor Williams on Monday night against the Titans. One snap off of his package that led to a turnover, two false starts, and two holds. That, ladies and gentlemen, is Liam Eichenberg, who also gave up the sack that ended the game. Who in sports most needs help? 888-760-3776. 888-760-3776. Again, 888-760-3776. Social media is open for you at KLV1063. And also there for you if you have an ache and a pain and issues, it's Baptist Health Orthopedic Care. If you're experiencing foot and ankle pain, need to see an expert in the field, Baptist Health Orthopedic Care is a team of foot and ankle orthopedic surgeons and specialists who are regarded as leaders in their specialty. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho to learn more today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care combines its resources of experienced physicians, leading-edge treatments, and technology to provide advanced orthopedic foot and ankle joint replacement, spine, and sports medicine care. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho for more information today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has offices conveniently located in Palm Beach County through the Florida Keys. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho. Who in sports most needs some help? Any type of help. We're providing a community service today. 888-760-3776. 888-760-3776. Social media at KLV1063. That's Theo Dorsey. That's Stone Labanowicz. It's LaVica, Theo, and Stone, ESPN 1063.
From the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, it's LaVica, Theo, and Stone on ESPN 106.3.
We're just trying to help. There's a lot of people in a multitude of ways that need help in society as a whole. Now, We specialize in sports here on LaVica, Theo, and Stone.
That's right.
We're gonna do our part for the sports community. Draymond, he needs some help. Yusuf Nurkic said it real well last night after taking a right hook from Draymond Green. Draymond just needs some help, and hopefully he can work through some things, because that's just flat out embarrassing. Like, enough already when it comes to throwing punches and kicking people in packages and doing that whole thing. Draymond Green needs some help. I think, too, when you're looking at it, you're looking at it, officiating as a whole, I think we can agree, officiating across the board in football, college, NFL, they probably need some help.
Yeah,
Lots of it.
They need some help, and I don't think we really know what the fix is.
I don't know. Unless the players get slower and clunkier and the game slows down and we take away some of the rules protecting players, I mean, this is just going to be how it is.
Right.
It's impossible to officiate. I firmly believe this. If you had aliens come onto this planet and you wanted to teach them about sports, the toughest sport to teach would be American football, because there's too many damn rules. Mm. Too many of them. Too many for even a collection of human beings to officiate it. For us to try to explain to the layman about the rules of American football, there's too many damn rules. There's just too many of them.
It's a good call.
I firmly believe that. You throw cricket at them. Throw soccer at them. Or football everywhere else in the world. Mm. Throw, I don't know, tennis. Bocce ball, tennis.
Tennis is pretty complicated.
Yeah, but you could easily, but it's not that complicated. Like, people would ask, why do you call zero love? I don't know, but just call it love.
Yeah.
I mean, it's as simple as that. That's the most difficult thing about it.
Yeah.
How come the there's a line and then it's still part of the court, but that's actually not where you should hit it when it's one versus one in tennis? I don't know, but just remember that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Every other game is super simple. Yeah. Basketball, you put the ball in the rim, you stop the ball from going in the rim,
and don't punch people in the face.
Yeah. Well, that's
Draymond does that. Right.
That's not simple, actually. And if alien watched the Warriors game, if alien watched the Warriors game, they go, okay, so what do you call that?
Yeah.
Because he keeps doing it.
Well, he's not playing anymore.
Yeah.
Who in sports most needs help? 888-760-3776. 888-760-3776. Again, social media at KLV1063. We'll get to that in just a second. Speaking of help, Prize Picks is giving you help. They are filling up your bank account. Prize Picks, they're helping you get off the ground when you sign up using the promo code KLV, because they're doubling your initial deposit at Prize Picks up to $100, basically handing you money. Why? Because they can and they want to, and they know they're the best daily fantasy for a reason, because they are there for you. It's why I love Prize Picks. I love Prize Picks even when the Dolphins are causing me to fall short of Prize Picks treasure. That's Prize Picks. Promo code KLV. Double your deposit up to $100 with Prize Picks. Prize Picks. KLV. Double your deposit up to $100 with Prize Picks. Stone, did we get the person that you'd like to reach out to help, to give assistance to make sure that they're remaining on the up and up? Maybe you're putting a little elbow grease into making sure their life is just a little bit easier from a sports standpoint.
We did not.
Okay.
We did not, but it's not a single person. It's a group. Three specific groups. I'm going to keep it in the association today. The Washington Wizards, the Detroit Pistons, and the San Antonio Spurs. Before I get into their individual records, let's go combine records with these three teams. Actually, let me quiz you guys here. Over under 10 wins for these three teams this season.
Under.
Under.
It's under.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Because one of those teams you mentioned has lost 20 in a row.
Listen.
How's that possible? There's only been like 25 games.
They played 22 games and they've lost 20 in a row.
Crazy.
They're a combined. The Wizards. The Pistons and the Spurs are a combined 8-59 this season.
But I thought Wemby was going to turn that thing around right away.
He hit a big poster dunk against the Rockets the other night. Poster! They still lost. Combined 8-59. The Washington Wizards, 3-19. The Detroit Pistons, 2-21. And like Ken said, have lost 20 in a row. The Spurs are 3-19. They've lost 17 in a row. Those three organizations, they need help. Some more help. And please, God, send some help. Like, they need it bad right now. This is an embarrassment for the association. I don't remember a time There's been three teams this bad, and one of those teams is opening up the checkbook for guys like Kyle Kuzma and Jordan Poole and getting nothing in return.
Who in sports most needs help? Let's reach out and let's touch someone today. Legally, of course. Who in sports most needs help? 888-760-3776. 888-760-3776. Social media at KLV1063. That's 888-760-3776. And let's get on the old social media train here and go through what some of you have sent us on social media. Who in sports just needs some help? Jake says, people who say they can't sleep after their favorite team loses. Come on, man. Are you really a fan if you've never lost sleep when one of your teams has, as we put it, a level three gut punch loss, the Levicka Theo and Stone scale of sports pain, level three, losing sleep? That's the main symptom of that. You can't tell me you're a human being who follows sports on a regular basis and you haven't had a team lose of yours that has caused you to lose sleep. Maybe not for a whole week. That would be weird. But maximum two nights or so. I've been there. I'm pretty sure you've been there. Stone's been there.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
I don't believe Jake's a sports fan.
I think that it's funny you say lose sleep. Like, I have never had it to where I'm just, like, laying there and can't fall asleep. But there's been times where it's, like, especially like in college age or right after college, if my team loses a bad one, like I got to hop on Madden or 2K or something or Call of Duty that night and get some wins myself just to get my spirits back high before I go to sleep. So I'll be up all night playing video game, chasing that high of victory that my team failed me for, and then maybe like drink myself to sleep. That's like the worst loss that you get. Yeah.
That's called sportsomnia. That calls suffering. Yeah. You're suffering from sportsomnia when you can't sleep because your team did something dastardly to your mental health. That's sportsomnia.
Got to recover.
Keith, he says, Otani's going to need some help spending $700 million. I have my application in. Is he going to need help spending $700 million? If I had $700 million, I'd figure out a way.
Yeah. And you also
don't spend it.
You don't. That's
generational wealth.
Yeah.
It's just the top of the top, hashtag capitalism.
I mean, you can spend it. It's not going to go anywhere as much as you want to spend.
Right.
It'll still be there.
Christian says, Justin Herbert needs coaching help. Bryce Young needs everything help. I'm sick of hearing Justin Herbert needs weapons help because we make all these excuses for him, Just get the job done, dude. But I do agree. Coaching help? Yes. Brandon Staley needs to go, and that would be, for me, where Bill Belichick would head to.
That's my problem with fans.
You got Keenan Allen, you got Austin Eckler, and you have a serviceable offensive line. Come on, dude. But he makes the same mistakes that you guys killed Tua for.
Right, exactly. And you talk about he needs offensive help. They gave you that. They drafted Quentin Johnson in the second or third round. I know he's not been good,
that
but that same guy.
That was the first
round. That same guy who said that, come the draft, in March or whenever the hell the draft is,
he's
like,
picking again.
Woo, we got ourselves some help. We're good. We're good. And fast forward to now, and he's like, hey, we need some help.
Right.
What's it going to be?
Yeah. At what point is it going to be enough help for Justin Herbert?
Right.
Because we're just going to keep moving the goalposts.
Eckler's a bona fide first draft in everybody's fantasy football league. That's called help.
Yeah.
Get that done. Now fast forward to now, and now you need some help.
Who in sports most needs help? 888-760-3776. 888-760-3776. Social media at KLV1063. One thing we don't need help with today at ESPN West Palm, lunch. It's taken care of. Pig Beach Barbecue in West Palm has come rolling through, and Matt Abdu, our good friend and one of our barbecue insiders here on Levicka, Theo and Stone, is going to pop on when we come back. What do we have out there? I didn't even see.
Oh, man, we got pretty much everything. We have
imagine we got some pork, some chicken.
Pork, chicken. We got the jalapeno cheese, smoked sausage out there.
That's cornbread.
You know how I feel about tubed meats.
Mac and cheese. Yeah.
Awesome.
Smash burgers.
No, I just like tubed meats.
Chicken sandwiches. I got myself a
drummer's still hungover.
Brisket sandwich.
You might want to send him home for the day.
Yeah.
Matt Abdu from Pig Beach. When we return, and again, we'll still take your calls. We'll still take your social media. Who in sports most needs help? 888-760-3776. 888-760-3776. Theo's going to list off Pig Beach Barbecue's menu the entire break. And when we come back, it'll be Matt Abdu to come and tell you about some of his fine smoked meats. That's Theo Dorsey. That is Stone Banowitz. I'm Ken Levicka. Levicka, Theo, and Stone, ESPN 106.3.
From the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, it's LaVica, Theo, and Stone on ESPN 106.3.
Well, if you need help and you're in sports, we're your people today. Yusuf Nurkic, all he wants is for Draymond Green to get help. Draymond Green a little too punchy these days. All I want is for someone to protect Tua. Dolphins O-line needs some help. Some big, big, big help. Hey, Stone, your boy, he's going to go give the Wisconsin Badgers some help, it appears. TBD, Tyler Van Dyke. You're going to be watching a lot of Badger football, I have a feeling. I still think you're team TBD.
I don't think I'm team TBD. I am TBD. Oh, okay. I'm going to watch every single Wisconsin Badgers game.
You are TBD.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So Tyler Van Dyke, the new starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers.
He's got to earn it. You got to earn the job still in camp.
I love a good stick it to him story. That's all it is.
I will. Let me run this by you real quick before we hang out with Matt Abdu, our good friend from Pig Beach Barbecue in downtown West Palm Beach, who brought a platter of absolute food gorgeousness to us here at our new studios at the Square. Jim Rutledge, our contemporary at ESPN Madison, he texted me yesterday. What are we getting? Like what is? What is it we're getting up here in Madison when it comes to Tyler Van Dyke? What can we expect? I said, if they don't ask him to do too much and play to his strengths, you're talking about a top quarter of the Big Ten quarterback playing with the Badgers next year. Is that fair?
It's super fair. I think Fickell will have a lot more things that he's comfortable with than Mario did with the run first stuff. I think Fickell will open things up. I'm excited.
Just
don't go crazy.
Like, trim down the playbook a little bit, but if he's comfortable, he's going to throw for a lot of yards, and he's going to. I said he has the best arm talent at Wisconsin since Russell Wilson.
That's a fact.
Okay, wow. I just wanted to make sure. I didn't know if you had Graham Mertz in the holster.
He's got some
there.
Stock. He's got some stock in Graham Mertz.
Who in sports most needs help? Let's go to Brian in West Palm on LaVica, Theo, and Stone. What's up, Brian?
Hey guys, how we doing this morning?
Good, man. Good. How about you?
I'll tell you, I'm great. I'll tell you who needs help desperately, and that is Derek Carr, and he needs help finding a retirement home. And as far as Draymond Green. And as far as Draymond Green, he needs to meet Carl Malone, the postman. Thump on him one time and try it.
Yeah. And right. No, he'll get super physical with you, even if you're underage, yep, allegedly.
That's true.
Uh-huh. All right. So
not even allegedly. There's a kid involved. Well,
That's true. Actually, not allegedly yes, proven. Yeah,
there's a lot
correct,
of proof behind
correct.
That. Carl
but
Malone,
if Draymond wants
nasty
to,
man.
You know what? Draymond versus Karl Malone, I think that ends up checking off a lot of boxes satisfaction of a lot of us. Oh, we'll just put it that way.
Wow, how do we get to Matt?
I think Draymond gets a knee in the groin there, and Karl Malone with those big, beefy arms. He gets the best of the fight, but we'll see.
So on that note, to a much better conversation, much better topic, and that's barbecue, damn it. Matt Abdu, he is our good friend from Pig Beach in downtown West Palm Beach, 2400 South Dixie Highway. Go in for delicious barbecued meats. Go in for delicious drinks. Do both at the same time. And Matt joins us here again at our new The Square Studios, downtown West Palm Beach. Again, right off the square here on LaVica, Theo, and Stone. Matt, what do you think of the new digs here?
Dude, this place is awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me, by the way. Yeah, great to be back, as always.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming in and bearing meats and other various menu items for us.
I don't think I could walk in this building without bringing some meat the way that I could kind of like stare down like myself as a big juicy pork chop every time I walk through the door.
Yeah. It's this guy right here, Theo, who's always like,
that's my
when's
guy,
Matt
though. He was just in the restaurant the other day with his mom.
I was there yesterday two days ago with my mom for lunch, I believe. And then I was there yesterday with Brian for lunch
God
again.
Love you.
I'm a frequent flyer
indeed
at Pig Beach Barbecue. Indeed. And when I saw Matt outside of the window here, we see so many people walking along the square here as we're doing our shows. I think my face did brighten up more than
definitely
other.
Especially when you saw me carrying that big orange cooler bag of all the barbecue in it.
He started getting twitchy, so I knew something big was happening. I didn't see you
yet.
I was
like, is it time for break yet? Let's go to break.
Pig Beach, by the way, is open Christmas Eve. It opens at 11:30 in the morning, so it is open Christmas Eve. And we'll talk about the holiday brisket in just a second here Pig Beach is offering. But let's talk about what you brought in. And I was out there, and I was able to already already get into some of those ribs with the sweet barbecue out That's there. Right. What all do we have on tap here?
So we brought you guys in basically a more or less a sampling of the entire menu from our pulled pork sandwiches, our Chef Jeff brisket sandwich, that juicy brisket, crispy onions, house-cured pickles, world champion barbecue sauce on the best bun in all the land, Martin's potato roll. We brought you guys chicken sandwiches, that crispy chicken thigh fried to perfection, shredded lettuce, mayo, two-time world champion barbecue mustard sauce, our award-winning smash burger that is always a crowd favorite, and all of our barbecue from our peach and honey glazed baby back ribs, our salt and pepper brisket, our smoked turkey breast, which for those of you that have not gone to Pig Beach yet and tried our smoked turkey, I promise you it's going to be one of the best turkeys you've ever had in your life. You had it the other day, right?
Yeah, the ZZ Club sandwich. So I walked up to the register with Brian, and again, I go there all the time. So I was like, I would get the usual, but I asked for a recommendation, and the ZZ Club sandwich was thrown out there. I said, you know what? Everything's been good. Let's go for it. It was a smoked turkey, the smoked jalapeno
cheddar
and
cheddar jalapeno sausage on there. Lettuce, tomato, mayo on like griddled Texas toast.
Texas toast. It's such a perfect compliment to it. And then got that with some fries. It was amazing. Juicy. Threw a little bit of the mustard barbecue sauce. The mustard
Even better. Taking it up notches unknown right there.
Oh, man.
Executive chef at Pig Beach Barbecue in West Palm, Matt Abdu with us here on ESPN 106.3. He is one of our Levica Theo and Stone barbecue insiders. Real quick, I just want to ask you, because Stone and Theo know I am a big fan of tubed meats, a connoisseur of tubed meats. If it's meat in a tube shape, I'm going to eat it. I enjoy it, okay? Whether it's glizzies, whether it's bratwurst, whether it's Italian sausages. Now you've got you're talking about this cheddar.
Oh, yeah.
Smoked cheddar jalapeno.
Smoked cheddar jalapeno
you
sausage.
You get it whole, too. You don't have to get it chopped up like today. You can get it whole.
How we prepare this, because it's delicious, and it looks awesome, and you can see the cheese specks in there, and then the flavor really stands out. How are you preparing that?
Well, I mean, it's just this classic preparation of a pork and beef sausage that's mixed up with all these beautiful seasonings stuffed into a natural casing, and then we mix into it some cheddar cheese and some smoked jalapenos, put it then in there, smoke them on our smoker for like an hour or so until they're cooked through, and then we just finish them on the grill or the griddle or whatever it takes, whether they're going on a barbecue platter or into a sandwich form topped with our cherry pepper relish. If you haven't had it as a sandwich, that might be the next thing you have to try.
I've had that with the cherry pepper relish on top. Yeah.
All right. Like fantastic.
It's like a big glizzy. It's like a glorified glizzy.
A glorified glizzy.
But it's so good. It's delicious. And what
I'm
with a straight face, too.
I was going to keep going, too.
No, it's perfect.
And what I like the most, though, is the consistency. Like, every single way that I've had that jalapeno cheddar sausage, whether it be on that sandwich, on that glorified glizzy, which I know you guys have a proper name for it, but that's what I got to call it going
forward.
I'll
take it. I think I might be changing the name to that.
Don't do that. I think we're onto something here.
Or even on the platter, it always hits the right way.
It has like great texture to it. It's a really beautiful emulsion that happens within that meat. I might be getting a little too quirky with that sort of stuff. But like the texture, the juiciness level, hit it with that. And the heat level is not like blow you out hot. It's like that perfect little bit of heat that just kind of makes you salivate and want another bite.
Exactly.
It's just a really, really great sausage. It is. We're honored to serve it up.
This is a good time. If you're heading to lunch right now, go ahead and put on the GPS, 2400 South Dixie Highway, West Palm Beach, Pig Beach. Go through, and I mean, I don't know where you're working. If you want to have a beer or two while you're eating lunch,
no judgment.
We're not going to judge. Yeah, we're not
no
going
to
judge.
Come on in.
You mentioned the smoked turkey, and it's out there, and I had some, and it's awesome.
Thank you.
There are too many people in this world that say, turkey's just for Thanksgiving. I don't eat turkey at any point throughout the rest of the year unless it's Thanksgiving. What a lower tier meat. And to that, I say, bleep that.
Yeah.
I love myself some
double
turkey.
Bleep.
Double bleep that.
You know what? Triple bleep.
Yeah. Bleep that, mother bleepers. I want turkey all year round.
Absolutely.
Why does it have that reputation? And why do you say to yourself at Pig Beach, you can come in, you can get this year round, this smoked turkey?
Well, I will say, and this is merely my opinion, but I would say that turkey gets a bad rap because for the most part, we all had that grandma in our generation.
It was dry.
I'm 40, right? Yeah. So my grandmother, God rest her soul, she lived to be 95 years old. But they were always terrified of getting sick from eating any protein. So they would cook the utter living bejesus out of it.
Yeah, sure.
So and turkey is such a lean meat that if you do that, it dries out very quickly. But if you know how to prepare it right, the first step is brining. We talked about the brining phase for Thanksgiving. That adds that seasoning and that moisture to the interior of that meat. And then if you don't hammer cook it for the point where it's completely dried out. It's this beautiful, juicy meat. Pair that with our incredible Butcher Secret seasoning that we put on top of it, that smear yellow mustard and the smoke from the barbecue smoker that it goes into, and you're left with this perfect bite of turkey that's certainly edible year-round.
Yeah. I am pro-turkey, and I do not like the reputation that is it is
We're trying
garnered.
To change that. Slice by slice at Pig Beach Barbecue.
Pig Beach is on a crusade in turkey's favor. And again, at 2400 South Dixie Highway, West Palm Beach, Pig Beach. So real quick, I saw that holiday brisket. I know that you guys were cooking up turkeys for people.
Yep.
Holiday brisket special coming up. What's that all about?
So we just want to have something different that everybody can have at their household. And why not have a big old brisket that you can just take, warm up in your house, slice it up for any one of the many holidays that are happening through the month of December. It's just another offering that we offer here at Pig Beach Barbecue. It's about 6 to 7 pounds net weight after it's smoked. It will certainly feed an army of people, like comfortably like 12 to 15 people.
Oh, man.
So if you're ready, if you have a big family coming over and you're looking for something different, let us take a little stress out of that holiday time for you. Just pick up the brisket. It comes with a couple sides and fixings, whatever you need to come with it. And you just warm it up in your oven super easy, and it's ready in about an hour, and you have beautiful Pig Beach smoked brisket ready to go.
I have a follow-up question about that. You said it feeds like 12 to 15 people.
Or maybe just like four of you.
Okay, just me a bunch of different times.
Yeah, exactly. How many Theos does it?
If you want, you buy one, slice it up, put some in your freezer, and then you can pull it out whenever you want. It's good to go.
Oh, my goodness. Just have the brisket like at any point, the next few weeks. Just keep going back to the well.
We'll get you the meat sweats to finish out the month of December. Just keep eating brisket.
Yes. I need to bulk up anyways for the wedding.
I like that as a measurement, though.
Yeah.
The Theo.
How many Theos?
It'll be the new pounds. How many Theos do you have?
Well, it's somewhere between, it's less than Zion Williamson, I would assume.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
More than Ken, maybe less than Zion Williamson, somewhere in that sweet spot.
Easy, Stephen A. So again, Pig Beach, 2400 South Dixie Highway, West Palm Beach, Pig Beach Barbecue. Roll through. The menu is unbelievable. Come in, have a drink. You also can go there late evening. Have yourself some, they've got plenty of smaller barbecue portions. If you've already eaten dinner, go in, have a drink with your friends, watch the games. All that's there at Pig Beach. It is super versatile. Don't think that you're just sitting there, wooden floor. Barbecue place. No. It's not that. This is New Age Barbecue right here in West Palm Beach, and it is delicious. 2400 South Dixie Highway in West Palm, Pig Beach Barbecue. And in a couple of weeks, Matt, we're going to have our holiday special where you come on and you give us tips on how to not butcher our holiday meals. Okay?
I'm ready. I'm ready. Can't wait.
Matt, appreciate you. Thank you.
Guys, thanks so much for having me. It's always a pleasure being here.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you. Matt Abdu, Executive Chef of Pig Beach here on ESPN 106.3. Hour two on the way. We're going to go eat. That is Theo, that's Stone. I'm Ken Lavica, Theo and Stone, ESPN 106.3.